bow your head, kneel and worship at the feet of Santanico Pandemonium.
Where are you taking us?
Mexico.
What's in Mexico?
Mexicans.
Get to Mexico and it's going to be sweet rosemary and honey proof liquor and rice and beans and none of this.
How many with you?
Just my son and I.
What's your purpose in Mexico?
Vacation. I'm taking him to see his first bullfight.
Let me tell you something that's going to clear your head right up. Yeah. We are officially Mexicans. You're in Mexico, buddy.
Since you'll be my dog, you name me Spot. Welcome to slavery.
No, thanks. I already have a wife.
Why, out of all of the godforsaken holes in Mexico, do we have to meet here?
One place is just as good as another.
I've never been here before.
No. I drove by it a couple times. It's a rowdy place. It's out in the middle of nowhere. There'd be no cops. It's open from dusk till dawn. Hey, didn't you say you wanted to meet in the morning? Here we are.
Did you ever see that movie?
Yes, I seen that movie.
You saw that, Dusk Until Dawn?
Dusk Until Dawn.
It reminded me of
vampires,
you.
Right?
Well,
vampires.
Yeah, but it was Quentin Tarantino,
yeah.
Right? And he, it was like the first half of the movie. Did you guys ever see this movie? Yeah, you're probably too young.
Movie. Great movie.
No. Yeah.
No?
No.
Clay?
Dusk Until Dawn, no. You guys never
Dusk
saw
Dusk Until Dawn, yeah. But
no. What year did it come out?
Way after you were, before you were born.
Before I was thought of?
Yeah.
Dusk Until Dawn, a 1996 American crime action black horror comedy film directed by Robert Rodriguez and written by Quentin Tarantino.
That was like one of his like first, well, not I guess his first movie, but he
who?
Was like, that was a new movie for Quentin Tarantino. That
yeah.
Was like, that was like early in his career, wasn't
I actually think it was George Clooney's first movie.
Oh really?
Yeah.
George Clooney's
yeah, yeah. Look at him with the neck tattoo.
Oh yeah.
Outside of the
spider on him.
Outside of the twister there, which was actually a
twister. Twister.
Yeah,
I like
it was.
I think I'm gonna make a cake like that. Can I do that?
Does you can. I don't
do
care.
That.
It's your place.
Do
you can do whatever you want.
No,
well,
we
this is episode 34 of the Fireworks Brigade.
I thought we're on 35.
34.
Oh, 33 34.
Was last time.
Oh, okay.
I think it just there's so much fun. You think you did extra ones?
I know. Yeah, exactly.
We're still in Fargo. We're getting close. It's retail week, and because it's retail week, we got some special guests with us. Go around the room there.
I'm Isaac.
Isaac, how long have you been working here?
5 years.
And where do you go to school now?
Yeah.
Where?
Morehead
Tech. What are you studying?
Business.
Business. And Isaac, I've been making fun of Isaac for 2 days. He's sporting the beard.
Yeah.
It looks like he's got pubic hair rolled up on his face.
It's an Amish look.
I think it's an Amish look.
Status symbol.
That is it looks very nice on you.
Thank you, Josh.
Yes.
Hold the microphone closer to your mouth.
Hello?
Yeah, there you go. That's better.
His father's very rich, so I'm trying to hook up with him.
Not true.
All right, and then we have...
Yeah, I'm Clay.
You're Clay. Where do you go to school?
I go to Morehead High.
Morehead High. How old are you?
I'm 16.
16. Oh, wow. You got you're getting some gray hair,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, we've said this many times to the customers that most people go to colleges looking for help, and I go to the high schools because, they work harder.
So, okay.
Yeah, we got Jeffrey here, a two-year veteran.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Speak, Jeffrey.
Speak, Jeff. Speak up.
I'm Jeffrey. I... Work.
He basically runs the whole show. Yeah, he works like 13 hours a day now.
Where do you go to school?
Morehead High.
Morehead High. Oh, so you guys go to school together?
Yeah, that's how he got the job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Did you go to Morehead High too?
No, I went to Shanley.
Yeah, you're in Fargo. You live in Fargo.
Yeah, what?
He's wearing a shirt for the deacons. Nobody likes him. So.
Oh, what's a deacon?
I thought it was a priest or something like a priest.
It's a servant.
No, I know what a deacon is, but
it's a garbage football team. That's what it is.
23 state champions.
Yeah,
there you go.
I think that's pretty impressive to me.
Yet again, they are Fargo, the Flatlands. Nobody likes
them. And the reason I picked that movie, which is real quick, is because you made that trip down to Cabo.
Yes.
How did that go?
I drove 47 hours, 3,000 miles.
Holy cow.
Did it in 3 days.
3 days.
Stopped. Like 5 times.
Because he's lazy.
Because you're...
No, because I'm a driver's driver, and go down there, and it was awesome. It was
How fast were you going at some point? Were you going really fast?
Once I got to Mexico, and I realized that I could speed...
120?
I was going about 108 a lot of the ways. And then there was times I was only going 40 because of the road conditions. They're so windy and going through the mountains. I made it like a big video game, so I was able to do... San Diego to Cabo San Lucas in 17 hours, and most people take 22.
Yeah.
So I did pretty fast.
And that was something like it's always off your bucket list. I would have been scared crapless if I was driving.
I always wanted to do it. I wanted to do it years ago, and I never did it, so this was actually good. The only mistake I made, I did not realize I was going to be driving right past the Vegas Strip. I thought I was going through Nevada, but I didn't really think I could see the strip, and I could have stopped. And
did you? Oh, you would have. No. You could have stopped in Vegas, but you didn't.
I could have, but I didn't.
Saying,
no, yeah. I went right to San Diego.
You could have gone to Vegas.
You guys ever been to Vegas?
No, I'd go.
No,
they've never been out of North Dakota. Oh, like they have because they've been in Minnesota.
I've been to Colorado.
Oh, Colorado's a beautiful state. That's where I got my ticket. Colorado
ticket for
speeding and police officer 94. But he changed it, though. He changed it to 84 for me.
What was the speed limit?
And 75.
Yeah, that's why.
So, but he offered to take a selfie with me with the mountains in the background. I wanted that. And then he's like, I better not. It's not professional. And, but he was a nice guy. And we chatted, we bonded.
No, and there was no fear for your life or anything when driving the car. Is it the long road? Is it as scary as they say? And
I'm a real myth buster.
You are a myth buster.
Everybody's told me for years there's no gas stations, you're gonna run out of gas, they're gonna take your car, they're gonna kidnap. But who would kidnap me? I'm worth $6. You can't you don't even you kidnap me, you gotta feed me until my family gives you something. My family's not gonna pay anything. So they'd be just feeding me a bunch of tacos for nothing.
That's a lie.
I'm useless to these people.
Yeah, you
in Mexico,
are useless in general.
In general, I'm useless. Now, behave, Jeffrey, because this is my show. And you don't have to be a guest star.
This is funded completely by, Star Fireworks.
I'm stealing the show.
You're stealing the show. So far, you're off to a roaring start. Yeah. We got a better laugh out of Isaac's beard. So, so all right. So this is... Retail week, so let's do our pyro purge. First things first, I had a guy come in actually today. Simon was his name. He said he was from, I thought he said Grand Rapids, but that doesn't make sense. He's probably from Grand Forks.
No, so, probably Grand Rapids.
Well, Grand Rapids?
Grand Rapids, North Dakota.
Is there a Grand Rapids, North Dakota?
Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
I think Minnesota.
Okay, Minnesota. So the guy from Grand Rapids.
It must be Grand Rapids, Minnesota, because the guy flew here yesterday from Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
From Grand Rapids, he said, I thought Michigan.
Yeah, well,
but
that's
what I thought, but it wasn't.
He came in, actually, and said that he listens to the podcast all the time.
He
said, I gave him one of the, we have Pyro Podcast t-shirts now. We have Fireworks Brigade t-shirts. I gave him, although I didn't know if Dino just told him, put him up to it or whatever, but.
No,
he actually said
he was actually talking to Dino about the podcast.
Oh, okay.
And I overheard.
Wow.
And then that was actually pretty fun. Yeah. It was
good. All right. My next question is, and you guys can weigh in on this one. You have a driver here. His name is Jesse.
Yes.
He goes around healing people from what I hear.
I
talked to some people back home in Chicago that he delivered some stuff to, and they told me he basically like gets out of the truck and like gets on and asks them if they have any ailments, and he gets on his knees and he like heals these people. He's a great guy from everything
I
hear.
Yeah. No, very good guy. We known Jesse for a very long, long time. Was actually Golden Boy's good friend.
Okay,
and then we don't know how this happened because when it's like you're drinking with me at a bowling alley, you're rip roaring drinking, sleeping in the car, and then all of a sudden you're healing people. So it's a big transformation. But obviously, he must not think I need any healing because he's not prayed
well,
with
look
me
at
for
you.
Once.
You have everything you need. You,
not everything.
Not everything?
Not everything.
Not everything. Nothing.
I mean, he has good employees.
I have good employees. Yeah. That's all I need.
That's all he needs.
Except Clay, but...
You have a knack of picking good employees.
Yeah, but I mean, I have ailments. I mean, don't I have any ailments?
No, you don't look like you need people.
I probably don't have ailments.
Just
but,
like...
But I could use some prayers, and that brings me back to
but
my
But you don't
faith.
Believe really in prayer.
Well, no, that's what I was thinking. If I could join all the religions...
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
This way, if one's not working, I can... Get something.
You figure you cover all your bases.
Cover all
yeah,
my
just,
bases.
I'm gonna, you know,
yeah.
You're the kind of guy like at the roulette table, you put a chip on every square just in case.
Because I'm never a loser.
You're never a loser, right. I'm going to put one chip everywhere.
Yeah. Or guaranteed to win all the time.
No, you're not.
Baccarat, you put the money on the house and the bank.
Just for fun.
Just for fun. You lose the juice, but you lose
see,
the big.
His father's the big gambler, so see, he's another one.
Ooh, Isaac's father? Dad's a big, I'm hearing all day that Isaac's dad is like this the guy, the man. He's like, you know, Kaiser Sosa.
If Jesse were to see him, he would pray to be friends with him, because everybody knows his dad. Nah.
But yet, Isaac.
Isaac is like the most laid-back guy. He's like, He takes no credit for all the credit we give him.
I know. He's like, he wants none of it.
You should have saw, Ron, how petrified we all were when Dennis Dean walks in. And
that's his father.
Yeah. We shouldn't have said his last name, but that's okay. But anyways, everyone knows. Yeah, Dennis Dean, everyone knows him. But anyways, he walks in, and first he goes, where's my son and daughter? They're not working here. I'm like, all right, let's get him here tomorrow. You know, give me the schedule. We wrote it in. We didn't even have type. We just wrote it in. Boom.
They got health care, benefits, vacation time. Yeah.
Yeah, you name it.
Wait, they
know.
Get vacation time?
Yeah.
Of course.
We even threw in a Mach 3 razor in for him.
He doesn't use it. You don't get vacation time. You don't have a powerful and attractive father.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
Yeah.
Your dad can't do anything to help John.
No,
so you get
Yeah. No, his dad's been helping me for years. He's the media mogul here
Isaac's
in North
dad.
Dakota.
Yeah.
Isaac's dad. Yeah. He's like, you know, you thought Rupert Murdoch was big. This guy makes Rupert look like he's chopped liver. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, but anyway, and I hear good reports about Jesse. I hear he's a great guy, but he's a healer. He didn't come up to heal me, so.
Well,
he
might have no ailments.
A few I could think of here.
I got tennis elbow.
I did not.
You got tennis elbow. Yeah.
Tennis elbow.
I know, but it seems to be working fine now ever since I stopped playing tennis. Anyway, so what Jesse said to me, and I thought was very nice, he said that the Lord wanted him to tell me that he sees all the great that I do for all these kids that work for me and how I instruct them and teach them and I don't yell at them, despite what you think, Clay.
Yeah.
And he just wanted me to know that the Lord is watching. So I think that was the golden ticket into heaven. I think. I'm not sure, but I think they're going to look up there when I get up there and say, no, you got to go down. And then they'll be, wait, you work with Jeffrey, right? I'm like, yeah. You work with Clay? Yeah. You've been with Isaac for 5 years? Yeah. Open a gate.
This is you're doing your time right now.
This is your time. This is penance. This is penance. Yeah.
Guys, how is it to work with John? Really, you can say the truth.
Tell the truth and be nice.
Well, I think those are mutually exclusive. I don't think you can get both. How is it to work with John?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
It's laid back.
Yeah.
Up at the front, it's laid back, but in the back.
In the warehouse, yeah.
Slave driver, right?
Yeah,
slave driver.
Sitting around a while.
No,
real
but
difficult.
You learn a lot. No, you learn a lot.
True.
Drive CDL trucks.
Jeffrey's 100. And that's the thing, too, is I give them responsibility. Your fathers wouldn't let you drive trucks and back in things. No, I'm like, go get the keys. And then, you know, my dad, he's like, wait a minute. I'm like,
your dad. Yeah, he tries to.
He's a micromanager of like one person. You know what
right.
I mean? So. Where I'm like, go ahead, knock your socks off, you know.
Yeah.
So,
what about you, Clay? You like working for John?
Clay loves me. Are you serious?
This is my first year, so.
Yeah. Clay rides on the back, like, woo, and then he cuts his hand because he doesn't know what he's doing.
Clay's got a little Keanu Reeves in him. He could be like Bill and Silent Ted, or what is it? Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
I was thinking more of a Dumb and Dumber. I was thinking more of Dumb and Dumber.
I wasn't talking about his.
But Clay, Clay is a real Native American Indian right here in our presence.
Yep.
He's only Native American Indian just for the free college. And then other than that, when he's out on a date, he's like, no, I'm Scandinavian. But then when he's in here, he's like, no, yeah. I'm American Indian. You know, the other day I caught him looking up what an American Indian looks like.
Yeah, right.
He's like, this is my grandpa. I go, no, that's Pocahontas. You just Googled that. You know, but anyways, I caught him, but it's okay. Does he look Indian to you? He doesn't even talk. I talk more Indian than he does.
You should see his brother. I'm just saying.
His brother looks more Indian?
No, he's just a giant.
A giant
Indian. That's like, good.
No.
And you guys live in a teepee. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But no, this is Clay's first year. I think he'll be back next year unless you get a job at Dunkin' Donuts or something happens to him. Sandy's Donuts or something
like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yep.
Time to make the donut.
Could you imagine him? Okay, well, first of all, let's back up. Clay is like a bodybuilder. Look at those arms. He's like a bodybuilder, okay? So
more like toothpicks.
So he's got tremendous form when lifting something.
Oh, he does a squat with
the squat because he lifts with his legs. He does everything the right way. The way we don't do it. But he takes 3 minutes like to bend down and pick up a box. I'm like, Clay, it's Great Balls of Fire. It weighs 5 pounds. I mean, you don't have to have perfect form.
He wants to make sure he doesn't throw out his bag.
I mean, could you imagine working at Sandy's Donuts? He's going to like
lift it.
The guy getting a donut is going to be like he's afraid to touch them because this guy's he's going to think they're 50 pounds the way he lifts things. But it's good form, though. But he did throw out his back. Why? Because he lifted too much. Not here.
Okay.
No, this is the gym trying to impress the other bodybuilders that are probably 5 years or 6 years or maybe even 10 years older than you, probably.
Or younger. Right?
Yeah, well, not really. I mean,
were they other guys you're trying to impress just high school kids as well?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure because I go to a gym. There's all ages, so I wouldn't
share. You don't go to a gym, don't.
Yes, I go to a gym.
Yeah, you don't.
Wanna play? Can we play Tarzan?
No.
I think Clay would win that one. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I do. I yell and bang on his chest.
Oh. Okay.
All right. So moving right along.
That's it. We got a couple things in the news about fireworks, and then we'll get to some other stuff. Did you see this? Fireworks set off inside a Phoenix Walmart.
Yeah, I got the email on that and text messages from like 50 people on that saying.
Did you? Yeah. West Phoenix Walmart was evacuated after a group of people set off fireworks inside the store, sparking a blaze that was extinguished before it spread to a nearby display of charcoal and lighter fluid and propane.
Oh, that would have been fun. That's fun for the whole family, Ron.
There's
a
video on that.
I got the video.
There is video. All right. Yeah, I don't know if they've caught the people yet, but I mean, it amazes me, and I shouldn't give any bad ideas, but it amazes me to this day that you got sprinklers, so we're covered, but you would lose a lot. You have insurance.
I would kill them.
you would kill them. There's always, though, and I'm waiting for it, and we always have the crying baby, which we had today, and there's always somebody that does a snap, an adult
snap.
Yeah, the snap is coming, just so you know. You'll hear a snap.
And everyone gets real quiet, and they think the whole place on fire, yeah.
Yeah.
Like those grenades you have? Like
we haven't caught any shoplifters yet, and I got the new shrink wrap machine, so I'm really looking forward to catching a shoplifter.
And you're going
to
shrink wrap him?
Yeah, we'll put him on his chair and shrink wrap him, and then we shut the lights off. It's really a lot of fun. It's really comical to hear him yell and scream, and he wants to go home, and after about 10 hours... you know, we call his parents up because we say, well, we've been waiting for the sheriff.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got to restrain them. You have to restrain these guys because they could be armed and dangerous. You know, after all, they're trying to steal fireworks. They're already armed.
Right.
They're dangerous because they tried to do it. So
you could put one of those smoke grenades in their mouth and threaten to pull the pin, right?
Just shove
the grenade. Isn't that? See that in a movie? That's a movie somewhere. Didn't they put the grenade in the guy's mouth and pull the pin? Or no, Batman. He put the thing in his mouth and it was just a smoke grenade. Remember the Joker did it in the beginning with the bus. And he tied it onto the back of the bus. Remember the bus pulled on the beginning? Yeah. So
yeah.
All right, here's another one. Santa Cruz County, California app feature allows residents to report illegal fireworks.
This is amazing. We have to have an app now.
They have an app. The additional reporting method will allow residents to report fireworks activities that may not warrant a call to 911 or otherwise may not be relayed to field units during peak overloads of the 911 system. Deputies will monitor fireworks activities through the app and respond appropriately.
Yeah,
they got an app.
I hope that'll be an app for Hawaii and app for everywhere else I go. I mean, pretty soon I'm
well, this is just Santa Cruz. I don't think Fargo has an app yet.
I don't think we have an app, no. Well, firework, this is a very fireworks-friendly state. This is a very fireworks-friendly state.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
I don't think they'll have an app. Look, there was a car that burned on I-29 leaving one of the fireworks stores. I'm sure it was the competitor. And his fireworks.
It had to be close because I saw it.
His
it
firework was it? It was so it was.
It was like straight
it
down
was
the
north,
road. Yeah.
North of us. Yeah. So his whole car started on fire.
They were listening to my mixtape,
and they just started to rub two sticks together. And
you make mixtapes, Clay?
No, I don't make.
Hey, that's why he gets so pumped listening to the mixtapes while he's working out. Pulls a hammy.
Pulls a
hammy. Native music.
Hi.
So anyways, Act 4 car started on fire, and the state troopers didn't really seem to care. Right? You know, you guys got some injuries, and then we'll give them 20% off their next order.
We
feel bad that they lost their load, but they shouldn't have been playing with a cap gun.
Oh, my God. When I saw that app, though, it's a sign of the times. People are just going to be swiping, pretty soon you're going to have Tinder for fireworks, whatever.
Tinder?
Tinder, match.com, fireworks.
Tinder for fireworks.
Swipe left if you like, canister shells. Swipe left if you like double breaks.
Yeah.
Which brings me to the next thing. I learned something today. I heard you talking to a client or to a customer out there, and you were explaining the difference between canister shells and double breaks and triple breaks and stuff. So you're learning.
Yeah,
I learned. Good. Yeah. So why don't we explain it for the listeners? So the canister shell, let's start with that one.
Canister is one explosion in the sky with two effects.
Yeah, and I actually brought one in here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this isn't a canister.
No, that's a double. That's a double.
Well, let's go. Double tell me about canister shells first.
Okay, so that's what canister shells are. They're one explosion. It's the highest flying shell. And the biggest in the sky, but it's two effects, but one explosion.
Two effects. That seemed to be getting some people confused. So it's like two colors or whatever.
Yeah,
two.
Like if it's a golden willow, then the tips will turn green.
Okay.
That's a canister.
Yeah, okay. So that's a canister shell. And then that's a reloadable typical. Well, a canister shells could be in.
They're all reloadable.
Yeah. So you throw it in, and it's just, it looks like a can, and it just goes in. There's no indentations or anything.
No,
so, and
it's not like a ball shell.
No, right. So, and then.
Cylinder shell, it's called.
Right. And the one I got here now in front of me, big fat ass shell, double break. So now
you're going to have to edit that.
Yeah, well, this one looks like this one is a, this is new, you said this year. You brought it back.
Yes.
So why'd you bring this one back?
Because
it's
good.
Well, if you notice.
It's a good one?
I guess so.
Yeah. If you notice the way this is.
Yeah, it looks like a pill.
It looks almost like a salami or something like that, or like a big beets pill. Okay.
What?
It does look like a salami.
It looks like a salami.
Are you,
no.
Not really.
Looks like a potato.
It could be a potato.
Okay, well, whatever it is. But notice the way it's wrapped, and it's kind of like together.
Right.
And then if you look at some of those other shells.
The double breaks.
They look like almost like two ice cream scoops kind of stuck on each
other. Right.
So when you see them in the air, this, when it comes out of the tube, will break apart and go more in a V formation and blow up in different areas of the sky. The ice cream scooper will go up together. One will pop, then the other one will pop very close to each other.
Uh-huh.
These are a lot more better made shell in Beihai than the double break shells that are made in Luoyang.
Okay.
So that's why we bring these back. And most of our shells are from Beihai because the quality is a lot better.
Okay.
So that's the difference between the ice cream scoop shell and this one. This one's going to be a bigger spread away in the sky. The ice cream scoopers break too close to each other.
These guys know what you used to say when you used to see a girl with a nice rear end.
I did tell Jeffrey.
No,
that.
You never told me that.
Well, I used to rate in years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
I would rate.
You're married. You know that, right?
I think Clay.
This was back in the day.
I told, I said to Clay, I said, we used to rate girls as having two scoop French vanilla. Oh, yeah.
That was a good,
was my favorite rating for a girl with a nice butt. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's quite clean.
And then one girl asked me, well, how does my butt look like? And I said that. two scoop Rocky Road.
Gosh.
But Rocky Road is another ice cream flavor. Do you ever hear that ice cream flavor?
No.
It just Rocky doesn't Road. Seem like a way to like rate a woman. Because everyone has their own preference on ice cream.
Well, I know. So French vanilla. French vanilla.
He didn't say
favorite.
It was rating for you. It's a rating for him.
But did it mean she had a lumpy butt?
bud?
Rocky Road.
Rocky
yeah.
Road. It wasn't as... It just needed some work.
Yeah, wasn't
like,
firm.
Like cheese curds.
She needed to catch up on her spot.
Cheese curds. Oh, that's...
No, like, so they get curdles.
You could rate yours the way you want to rate them to barbells.
Yeah, okay. So if you... What ice cream would you use to rate a girl with a good butt?
Good rear end?
Yeah.
Vanilla?
Well, it's not my, he said French vanilla. What's the difference?
I don't know.
All right, what about you, Clay?
Vanilla's my favorite ice cream.
I'd probably go like Oreo or something like that.
I don't know. All right, we know which way he's going.
So would Oreo be that's your favorite ice cream?
Or cookies and cream.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. Yeah. She looks like cookies. That's a cookies and cream.
She needs some cream, yeah.
What about you, Isaac? Tutti Frutti? What do you got going? What do you got?
Bubble gum?
Probably chocolate.
He looks like a chocolate guy.
He does, yeah.
You know what you say? Once you go chocolate, you don't go back. I mean, that's what I heard. That's why I never mix vanilla with chocolate, because I don't want to put up with it.
All right, let's look at this one then. This one I like. This one is Breaking Eggs. This is a six-shot reloadable, right? Six shells. Now, this is different, though, and it's called Breaking Eggs. And I gave you this idea. I think we had this idea back in China when we were on the boat to Macau.
I gave you this idea.
I said Breaking Bad, and you changed it to Breaking Eggs, and I didn't know why. But now I get it, because these are egg-shaped shells. What is an egg-shaped shell different do differently?
Egg-shaped shell has more...
Are you guys learning
the
over
shell,
there?
But has looks like a normal left powder shell. And a weight in the less lift powder, but a bigger shell on the top. So it's not going to go as high, but it's going to break it's going to break bigger than a normal ball shell.
All right. So then, star chamber. What we usually do is we look at them both and we say which one would you recommend? I mean, these are kind of not priced comparably. So which do you prefer?
I prefer a double break shell. Well, if you're going to compare it to canisters as well,
yeah.
I'm going with canisters.
You're
going
to go with canisters all the time? Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, but anyway, if you're near Star Fireworks, the breaking eggs and the fat-ass shells, the double break, those are always in. Plus, you have, I mean, we've gone through them before, but like you had Goliath, Excalibur, and what was that? There's another new one.
Now we got the 5-inch Extreme.
5-inch? Is that one of yours?
Yes.
It's mine.
All right. One more story, and then I got a surprise for you, and then we're going to do a game here.
Surprise.
So since we got these guys here, we thought we'd do a game. So did you know that the Playboy Mansion was sold?
It was because one of our trivia questions.
I remember that, yeah.
You've been in seclusion for like a month.
No, it was one of our trivia questions.
I found out
through my trivia question that Prince died.
Yeah, I remember. We talked about it on this podcast.
So that's what I mean. So my trivia has also told me that the Playboy Mansion was sold, but it comes with
you.
I would have bought it if Hugh would stay.
All right, so but you know who bought it?
Wait, it was our trivia question.
Yeah, I can't.
It's a corporation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Nabisco. Wait, hold.
Twinkies.
Hostess.
Hostess, yeah. So,
makes sense.
I you know what? There's a joke with cream filling somewhere in there. I got a feeling. But the Playboy Mansion, the home of Playboy magazine founder Hugh Hefner, is under contract to be sold to a neighbor, according to Playboy Enterprises. Darren Metropolis, principal at private equity firm Metropolis & Company, which owns Twinkies maker Hostess Brands, plans to buy the 20,000 square foot house in Holmby Hills, a Los Angeles neighborhood near Beverly Hills, and he's agreed to let Hefner, 90, live in it for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
The house was listed at $200 million, but the final sale price was not disclosed. He's the son of Dean Metropolis, a Greece-born billionaire who once owned Pabst Brewing Company.
Wow.
Dean bought the house next to the Playboy Mansion from Hefner in 2009 for $18 million. Wow.
So the
Playboy Mansion has 12 bedrooms, sits on 5 acres of land, and comes with a cave-like grotto and a zoo license.
Yeah. The house is in really disarray. You know, Hugh doesn't really keep it up like it is. And, you know, Isaac's dad looked at it originally. Isaac's dad looked at it originally to go with one of his many lake homes, but he decided it was just too far for Isaac to have to drive back and forth to school.
Drive? That's a big drive.
Well, yeah, no, he wants him to drive because he wants to teach him the old school way.
I would rather just live there and go to school.
I'll live at the Playboy Mansion.
You would actually have bought the Playboy Mansion and live there with Hef?
Yeah, if I knew Hef was going to be there, I would be there. I don't want to live alone, and I'm afraid of the dark anyway, so I would definitely live with Hugh Hefner for a while, yeah. Because, you know, even if I get his leftovers, I'm way better than I could ever do. So, you know. down in the grotto. I can see things going on there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if Hugh came with his wives or with girls or something.
Not, well, it's 12 bedrooms. I'm sure there's going to be some leftovers. Oh, yeah.
There's got to be something left. Yeah.
Wait, there's always girls in the Playboy Mansion?
Always.
Why do you think they call it the Playboy Mansion?
So they come with when you buy
the house. That's what I'm saying. You buy the house. What do you think this guy is doing? He says, you know what? I'm Greek. I want to play around. He bought the Playboy Mansion.
So. Yeah, well, it comes with Hef, so it's
you comes gotta, with Hef. It comes with girls, yeah,
and that's all Frenchmen.
And I'll tell you what, it comes with a lot of robes too, because the man can't do laundry every day. So I'm.
What do you mean?
He wears a robe every day. Does I mean you know? Some would call that psychotic. If I'm ever being,
when you're rich, though, it's eccentric.
Yes. Well, yeah.
John's rich.
But what I would do, you know, when if I ever get to that point where they're in trouble and they're after me, I will walk around in a robe too and just pretend that when you get crazy. To
that point.
Isaac and me, I've been schooling Isaac on the world of crime figures. And he's pretty good. He's pretty good.
Yep. You're teaching him American crime figures.
American crime families, yes. Yes.
Something
we bond here at 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's part of the extra bonus learning package. See, you get here at Starfire.
Yes, and the one thing I try and tell all these guys here, they'll never forget me because I remember my first boss, and I'm sure you remember first boss and what you learned from. So you guys, you're stuck with me the rest of your life. Hate to tell you. Yeah, you are. Yep.
As soon as I walk out those doors.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be in your memory forever.
Oh yeah, I know.
You could do a lot worse. Yes. Believe me. Yeah,
oh yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
They could get like a CEO that actually sits in the office and just orders them around through a microphone.
A CEO you never see. Yeah. Last night we were eating pizza until 2 in the morning, 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Rough life. And now you guys are getting paid to sit around these microphones. Nice. Great. Great.
I didn't clock in.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God.
Isaac didn't clock. It was dad's got money. Yeah, he works for free, basically. You're just really keeping him, Isaac, out of his dad's hair.
Basically, I don't want to say nothing to Isaac, but, you know, we'll might as well tell him the secret's out. His dad actually pays me half of what I pay him to keep him here.
He's like a free agent. In baseball, the other team's just paying him to leave.
Because see, when Isaac's here, his father goes to the lake house that Isaac never gets to see. So that's what's going on.
It takes Isaac's brother and his sister with him. Don't tell your brother. Yeah. Isaac just sits drooling in the back room.
Well, I think
he plays with his beard off.
And I think we all found out how Dennis Ding made all his money, and how he became a millionaire. Oh. He got divorced. He was a billionaire before, so that's how it happens.
That's your favorite joke lately.
I love that joke.
While
this is like Isaac and Dennis Ding roast.
Don't tell your dad about this podcast.
No, he'll get a kick out of it. He hears about everything. I guess
does he have a good sense of humor? Do I need to edit this?
Oh, great. Is he okay? I think he's got a good sense of humor. Oh,
yeah. Isaac, do we have your permission to talk about your dad?
Oh, yeah,
okay, good. Well, there you go. That's it. It's on tape.
I'm sure somewhere this will cost us money. We'll get sued by Dennis Ding.
All right. Well, what I did was before I came up here, our buddy Ryan, who did the movie reviews for us, he did a movie review. Actually, he did a lot of movie reviews, but I edited it way down. So let's take a short break. We're going to regroup. We'll play a game, but we're going to listen to Ryan's movie review first, and then we'll come back.
What
movie
is he going to be reviewing?
He reviewed Captain America.
Okay.
Civil War.
Good movie.
Ghostbusters. He reviewed it without seeing it. Ryan did a great job. He did Captain. He did Ghostbusters.
What is his favorite line again? He told his dad he's just a casual.
Ryan is the non-pedestrian film.
But he said something to his dad, something like, "Dad, you're just a casual film goer." Or something.
Yes,
like
I forgot what it was. We were texting it the other day. Yeah, I forgot what it was. But so Ryan did a movie review for us. So I told him we would play it. We edited it down or whatever, and we'll play that. And then we'll come back and we'll do a little bit of pyro match game. Match game could work for pyros because it's match. I just thought of that. Well, there you go. So we could just call it match game and we're in.
Right.
So, yeah. So let's listen to Ryan and after that we'll take a break and we'll come back. So.
Okay, sounds good.
Oh my lord. Sony Pictures has destroyed Ghostbusters. Paul Feig, he did some great amazing comedies like Spy, Bridesmaids, and The Heat. I'm sorry. This looks atrocious. Pixar, folks, has outdone themselves once again with their latest masterpiece, Finding Dory. Folks, this is arguably the best movie of the year, without question. Like Civil War, every single character has a purpose or isn't wasted this movie. And Pixar does that perfectly. This movie is, I would say it's on par, if not better. It's equal to the original, without question. Andrew Stanton, he is an, along with Pete Docter and John Lasseter, he is one of those Pixar anime gods. Andrew Stanton, I absolutely applaud you for what you did in that movie. Andy Samberg in The Lonely Islands, pop star, never stop, never stop it. You'll laugh your butt off during that movie. Seriously. You need to see Popstar. It's one of the best satires I've seen in a year. But I cannot wait for War Dogs. Todd Phillips, after Old School in the first Hangover film, has gone absolutely downhill. With a Hangover Part 2 and Part 3, with Part 3's absolute garbage, this new one, I think Todd Phillips is going to do. It's actually going to redefine himself. Captain America Civil War. This movie is my favorite live-action movie of the year. But every single supporting character in that movie holds absolute merit in this movie. They're not feel jumbled, they don't feel wasted, and oh my god. This has the best Spider-Man performance ever. This movie outbeats Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield combined. Tom Holland, as Spider-Man in this movie, is the best Spider-Man ever put on film. He has charisma, he has everything you want in a Spider-Man performance, easily. This is on par, if not better, than Guardians of the Galaxy, the first Iron Man, and the Avengers. This is the best Marvel Cinematic Universe movie ever made. Nothing tops Civil War.
John, running on the fireworks brigade, has been a higher part of KC for quite some time. If you listened to the previous episode, you've missed a lot.
So, John, what do you think of Ryan's? He did Ghostbusters, Finding Dory, Pop Star, War Dogs, and Civil War.
I did not realize he goes to movies every week.
Twice a week. Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, to keep all these movies in his head and to rate them is just, I find it fascinating. I mean,
He calls you a comedic genius.
He woke up and he said, Mom, that Johnny Starr is a comedic genius. And
yes.
I realize he recognizes talent.
He does.
When he reviewed the movie I liked with my buddy Leo, he gave that a good review, and I was happy.
He was quite the trip. But he, as you can tell by that, he loves Civil War. And he hates Ghostbusters, and he hasn't even seen it yet.
Yeah, so. Well, Ghostbusters is just, you know, every time they do a Ghostbusters 2, wouldn't it be Ghostbusters 2?
No, right? 3, actually, technically. Yeah. Well, but it's like a reboot. It's all with women right now. Yeah. There's no men in it.
Well, that's
that
bad.
One looks like.
But there is a dude in it. Isn't the Thor in it? What's his name? Who's the guy?
Oh, he got the big hammer.
Yes. Yes, Thor has a hammer.
Thor has a big hammer. I didn't make it up. It's not like he hides it. I mean, he pops you with it.
Nobody can pick it up, not even the Hulk.
Not exactly.
Actually, in a comic, Red Hulk picked it up. I'm just going to say that right now.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Are you a comic geek?
No, I just heard it.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Search it up. I don't know.
Yeah. Search it up. I think he's a comic geek right there. Yeah. Did you know that about him?
No, I didn't. I'm not telling.
Well, most American Indians believe in comics. That doesn't even make
sense. He else,
you know, give them a bottle of rum and we bought a comic book for
there
them.
You know,
even trade for them.
Yeah, even trade for all the Louisiana purchase.
That's messed up. Did Clay ask you his question?
No, he didn't.
Can he ask you it?
I don't know if we can or not on this.
No, it's not bad.
It's not bad.
Okay, what's your question?
Okay, all right, so listen, John.
I'm listening.
There are 30 cows.
Yeah.
And 28 chickens.
Yep.
How many didn't?
How many didn't? Oh, that's great. How many didn't?
No, how many didn't?
That's what I just said.
Like, how many did not?
That's what I just said. How many did not?
There are 30 cows.
Yes.
And 28 chickens.
Yes.
How many didn't?
Two.
How many didn't what?
Good job, John. That was good.
I have no idea.
It took Jeffrey 15 minutes.
Two.
Yeah, two.
How many didn't?
I'm having
flashbacks. My bad. You're wrong.
He don't even know his own. Don't
judge.
No, that's
the thing about Clay.
I was gonna say what?
Yeah, you're right.
I remember.
I'm having flashbacks. So I thought you were a bear.
Yeah. Now that is a good joke.
I don't.
Okay.
What? I don't get this. Okay. Start over.
Listen.
I'm listening.
There are 30 cows.
Right.
And 28 chickens.
I understand. Stop. Don't bang on the table. We can hear you.
All right. But yeah, how many didn't? Like that's my question. How many didn't?
Didn't what? That's not a question.
There
it's not
are
a full 30 question.
Cows and 28 chickens.
So you're saying that the cow had a chicken?
Oh my goodness! You're killing me, Smalls.
I have no idea.
There are 30 cows.
I fear for the future of this country.
20 of them ate chickens. How many didn't?
Oh, 28 chickens.
28 chickens, 10.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I go two, and you're like, you're exactly right.
I wasn't thinking.
Yeah. All right, I got one. Okay.
Oh, my God. All right, match game, John.
Okay.
All right, here we are, match
it
game.
It started 1962, American Television's game show. Do you remember the show?
Not really.
You don't remember this? Those always Richard Dawson was on there.
Oh, wow, Richard Dawson was on.
Yeah, Richard
there.
Dawson, Charles Nelson Reilly.
Wasn't
that Betty White?
Betty White, she's still living. Wow.
Yeah, cool. they're remaking this show now. Alec Baldwin is the host.
Oh, okay.
And this was the show. Here's another picture.
Looks like the old version of the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, and there's Eva Gabor. Remember her on that show? Green Acres.
Green Acres.
Brett Summers. Bart, that guy was on that show, Vegas. Dan Pana, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Fanny Flagg.
What about this Bill guy?
Bill, he was on...
Genie?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I thought. Yeah. Okay. All right.
We got a lot of music here. So
Nelson Reilly.
Yeah, Charles Nelson Reilly. So...
All right,
so our panelists, these guys are our panelists. It'll be me against you.
Me against you. Okay.
Me against you.
Ooh.
So here's what we got. Here's how we do it, and we'll do a trial question. So, and this is all fireworks related. So here, let me go down. Let me take this down. So all right. So what it is there's a question with a blank in there. You guys fill in the blank however you think best, and then we have to decide what their answer will be. So here's the first one. Kyle, well, no, this will just be a test run. Kinky Kyle is so kinky, and you guys say, how kinky is he? Go ahead.
How kinky is he?
He's so kinky that earlier today when he walked through the warehouse, he blanked a forklift. All right, so they write down the answer, whatever they think it would be, and then you have to pick something, and then you get a point for every guy you match.
Okay.
And then the guy will do three rounds, and the guy who gets the most matches wins. So we'll just do three rounds. I'll keep score here, so. Ready? Are we ready? So, John, you pick A or B. Question A or B.
Question A.
All right.
For number one.
All right. And you guys, and don't look at them because they're going to write down. So we're going to ask this question. You fill in the blank. And don't forget to do it the right way. All right. John, you wanted A?
Yes.
All right. Kim Kardashian treats her duds just like she treats her men. Today, after her firecracker wouldn't light, she blanked it. All right. Now, you guys write down what you think it'll be, what the word for blanked will be. And you're thinking of one, too. All right. Looks like Isaac's writing a novel. It's just one word, right?
Well, no, because you said...
She blanked it.
She blanked it.
She blanked it.
Wait, her firework doesn't work? What?
Today, after her firecracker wouldn't light, she blanked it. It doesn't have to make sense. It's just whatever, if you think it's funny, goofy, whatever.
And I got to guess what you're going to say.
He's got to guess.
Almost impossible.
Yes. All right. Just write down. It's a one-word answer. That's all it is. You guys got it? Okay. All right. So I'll do it again. Kim Kardashian treats her duds just like she treats her men. Today, after her firecracker wouldn't light, she blanked it. John, what do you think is going to be the...
I think she drowned it.
She drowned it. All right. So, Isaac, we go to you. Kim Kardashian, today her firecracker wouldn't light, she blanked it. What do you say? There you go. That was wrong, though. Nothing for you. What do you got, Clay?
I said she ate.
All right.
Ate it. Okay.
Yeah.
She ate it, yeah.
And?
I said she sculpted it.
She what?
Scalped it.
Scalped it. All right. All right.
No match
there. All right.
Okay. Ready.
Oh, now it's my turn.
You have to guess the best answer.
Yeah, you gotta try. You get whatever you think is gonna be predominant, or whatever you think Johnny's gonna pick. Do we get it? Yeah, are we good?
Send you guys vibes.
All right, so now it's my turn. All right, here's my question. Matchstick Michelle said, "My husband reminds me of the 4th of July. That's because his blank looks like an M80.
This kind of goes one way almost.
That's your question? That's my answer this one.
No, no, you don't answer that. This is mine.
It's not my question.
All right. You guys done?
I think this makes sense.
So Matchsticks Michelle said, my husband reminds me of the 4th of July. That's because his blank looks like an M80. I'm going to say his penis looks like an M80. All right.
Oh.
I said nose.
What'd you say, Isaac?
Nose.
His nose. Oh, not a match.
I said his weenus.
That's a match. I get one.
What?
Yeah, that's a match.
How do we get a match with weenus and you said penis?
What's the same? It doesn't have
weenus.
To be.
Yeah, that's a weenus.
This is a weenus.
Yeah.
What's that?
A weenus.
Yeah, the elbow skin.
Yeah, I meant the elbow.
I'd never heard that before in my life. Like, all right. All right.
No point
for me.
I said a shaft.
That could be.
I think that's a match.
That's a match.
That's a match. All right. John, this time I'll pick first. I'll do A or B. All right. So I'm going to do A.
Wow.
This time.
Copycat.
Yeah, right. My question. Pyro Polly's really dumb.
How dumb?
How dumb is she?
How dumb.
Pyro Polly's really dumb. She thinks Roman candles are made of blank. We keep the music going.
I wish I would have got this one.
Yeah, I'll give you an easy one the next time.
This is an easy one, Isaac. I'm sending you a vibe.
I don't know. Made of what?
Think about it. Roman candle made out of. So easy.
All right.
What do you mean?
All right. Pyro Polly's really dumb. She's so dumb, she thinks Roman candles are made of blank. I'm going to say wax.
That's what I would have said.
I said Roman wax.
Do I get a match on
that?
I get a match. Oh, I'm kicking your butt. This is round one. Well, go ahead, Clay.
I said cremations. I don't.
What the hell was it? All right, go ahead.
I was thinking this from the start. Gunpowder. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Man.
I thought wax immediately because of candle wax.
All right, so you get B. Thank you, John.
All right, now, Clay, think like me.
Oh, you guys are playing each other.
Oh my gosh.
I can't win this. I thought I could win this.
All right, well, you have to go over the rules again.
You can't play if you just match what I say.
Oh, okay, I got you.
All right, no whispering words to each other.
All right. Here's Johnny's B.
Back?
Did you hear about the pyrotechnician that crossed a Playboy bunny with fireworks? Now he's got the only bottle rocket with a blank.
Easy. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, I can. Did you hear about the pyrotechnician that crossed a Playboy bunny with fireworks? Now he's got the only bottle rocket with a blank.
Think about bottle rockets.
Think about what women have on them.
I'm going to get a point because Isaac and me are reading each other. Think about bottle rockets.
Are you guys done writing them down?
I'm just going to go with one that I think.
Yeah, just.
Okay, well, yeah, whatever you think. Go ahead. Yeah,
well, you got to write it down.
Yeah, because we don't know if you're lying.
Because you don't know if you're lying.
Wait. What was the question?
You want the question again?
This is.
Did you hear about the pyrotechnician that crossed a Playboy bunny with fireworks? Now he's got the only bottle rocket with a blank. It could be with a woman part, really, is what we're going for here. What woman part would be funny to be put on a bottle rocket? A set of blanks?
I'm not even thinking woman part.
No. Really? Oh, my God. All right. Well, let's go. Isaac, John, what's your answer?
That's my question.
Yes.
So I have the only crossed it with a bunny. I have the only bottle rocket with a tail.
There you go. That's a good one, too.
The bottle rocket. Yeah,
I wouldn't even. I was going to say I would have said a set of boobs, but okay, go ahead, Isaac.
I said wet wick.
Nice.
I like that one. All right.
You say, Clayman?
I didn't have an answer. I didn't know what to do.
Oh my god.
You're going to do awesome on the ACT.
Bunny. I just said bunny. I didn't know.
Oh, I crossed it with a bunny.
Here. You know what, John? We'll let you go for, why don't you pick a question, because you might like a question better, cuz I'm just picking them.
All right, so I'm
In round what are we in, round 3? Pick any of these. There's a whole bunch here. Pick one that you think you can do good at.
All right.
We're in round 3 already, and I'm winning 2-0.
Pyro-Pete is an unconventional fireworks manufacturer. He throws some flash powder on the floor and then rubs his blank in it. Is your question?
No, is it my question? That's your question.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Pyro, for people who like Clay aren't listening, Pyro-Pete is an unconventional fireworks manufacturer. He throws some flash powder on the floor, and then he rubs his blank in it.
All right, you guys ready? Pencils down?
I want to go first.
All right, Jeffrey, go first. Wait, we got to hear John's answer. What is yours?
My answer is Wick.
Wick.
Mine was Taint.
Taint.
Oh my god. Mine was Taint also.
Mine
was ass.
Oh,
oh my god.
John, you.
I was gonna go with Shaft again, but I was like, I gotta do something better than that.
Jesus.
Oh my god.
The only one that answers this game correctly.
I would have won.
Oh my
Shaft.
God. You guys are this is now, spiraling.
I would have got a point for Wick and Shaft. That's almost together.
Yeah.
I was thinking, but I had to say Taint once.
No.
Yeah, wait, hold on. There was a really good one here that I liked. Did we do the funeral? No, okay, here. This is for me now. The funeral director said the deceased must have owned a fireworks stand. Instead of flowers, the mourners are dropping blanks into the grave.
It
was right there for you.
Jesus.
All right. Funeral director said the deceased must have owned a fireworks stand. Instead of flowers, the mourners are dropping blanks into the grave. Pens down, guys. You write something?
Good.
All right. I'm going to say punks. The funeral director said that the deceased must have owned a fireworks stand. Instead of flowers, mourners are dropping punks into the grave. Clay, we'll let you go first.
I said M150s.
Oh, there you go. That's a good answer. What did you say?
I said bombs.
Bombs, there you go.
I was going to say bombs, but I said firecrackers.
Oh,
and I was going to say snappers.
All right. Wow. Do you want to pick one? How many more rounds of this do we want to do it ourselves through?
Let's see.
Well, first one, who gets to 4?
All right, I got 2. John's
we'll
got
never
no.
get the four away. You guys are into
hey.
Let's listen. By ready? Punks, like, why would you choose punks?
there's literally a whole showroom out there with anything we could have picked.
All right, ready?
All right.
Interesting Irving is the most interesting man in fireworks. He is so interesting.
How interesting is he?
He lights his punk with a blank.
I better win this one.
Yeah, I hope you guys think like me.
It's fireworks related, right? I hope so. God, you're a dirty person, John.
Okay. Are we ready? Interesting Irving is the most interesting man in fireworks. He's so interesting, he lights his punks with a blank.
I'm going to say fart.
With a fart.
Wow.
Nice.
The complete opposite. Oh, what? We're talking
okay, let's go. Isaac.
Lighter.
Lighter.
That's not so unconventional.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, I put flare.
Well,
all right, that's good.
I was thinking that. I should have thought that.
I said punk.
Punk. That was the answer
punk
for last time.
Punk? Yeah, why not?
Should have said like poppy cigarette.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been funny.
That would have been funny.
That would have been a good one. Lights it with his cigarette. Okay,
All right, I'm up.
Whoever gets to 3.
All right.
3.5?
3.
In a quarter?
Think pancakes.
Huh?
Oh. Are we going there after this?
I'm going. I'm hungry.
Where are we going?
Really hungry.
Perkins.
Oh, okay.
That's what's up. Sponsored by Perkins.
All right. All right. Here we go.
Ready. Now think hard. This is for all the pancakes.
Horny Hallie is so horny.
How horny?
How horny is she?
There, she's so horny that yesterday she bought a Roman candle and rubbed it on her blank.
See, like, these... They're just leading one way. I just...
Well, no, there's many body parts a woman can rub this on.
Okay.
Horny Hallie is so horny that yesterday she bought a Roman candle and rubbed it on her blank.
Jeffrey's on to something. He's scratching out.
No.
You can tell always by his eyes.
I got this.
All right.
All right.
Someone think.
All right. I'm going to say she's so horny that yesterday she bought a Roman candle and rubbed it in her cleavage. Her boobs. We'll take that for either one. Clay, what do you got?
I put her third nipple.
That's pretty close.
That's pretty close. What do you got? Like, what do you got, Jeffrey?
I said the G-spot.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
I said
Hoochie. Hoochie. Oh, my God. We're...
I would have just said feet. Cause that's the way I.
That's messed up.
You got that fetish. Yeah.
You got feet right, fetish or what?
Yeah.
Fetish. Let's do one more round. What do you all think, right, John?
One more round.
Let me find some good ones here.
They're all good.
All right. Have you? All right. Here we go. Have you guys ever heard the saying that Johnny says? He always says, "Everybody wants to swim in my pool." Do you guys hear him say that?
No, I hear him say, "Come on, let's go," all the time.
You know, Johnny always says everybody wants to swim in his pool.
I mean, water sign. Everybody wants to swim in my pool.
He thinks everybody wants to be like him and hang out with him. Okay, so
yeah, right.
Johnny Starr says everyone wants to swim in my pool, but no one knows Johnny's pool is filled with blank.
Oh, no, you guys should all guess this one.
What would Johnny Starr's pool be filled with?
I got this one.
I would hope so, Jeffrey.
I got this. There's no way. There's no doubt I don't got this.
Well, this one's easy for you. This is right up your alley. I got this one. Right. So, Johnny Starr says everyone's swimming in my pool, but no one knows Johnny's pool is really filled with blank. Clay, you first.
Wait, don't want me to say
it? Oh, no, John, you got to say it. Oh, I'm off.
Semen.
I was going to say it, too.
I thought you were going to say money.
Oh,
I got $6. What kind of pool can we fill up?
Like semen, like men are on the sea, or like semen.
Whatever you want to take.
Sperm. All right, Clay, what do you say?
I just said his shattered dreams.
Shattered dreams.
That's two words. Yeah, well, it's okay. You can use two words. Go ahead, Isaac.
I said STDs.
Great. Dude.
John, we think alike.
You say semen?
I said semen.
Yeah. Oh, John's got one. All right.
Nah,
I knew it.
Semen. Look, he said
that's
semen.
That's not what I meant. I meant semen.
Like, either way, whatever you want to take it.
It's the same. I meant the same thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gosh, me and John. That's good stuff.
About time. Should be way ahead to Ron because you guys been with me for a whole month. He just got here.
Oh, what? That was my first answer, but I thought it was too generic.
I would have said money. That was. I thought that was a shoe-in for
you. Yeah.
I was thinking, like John, I just, you know.
Yeah.
You guys think John has money?
Oh, no, he thinks I got STDs.
Oh, my God. That's messed up.
Sharing is caring. That's how me and Ron got syphilis.
I liked Clay's, though. Crushed dreams.
Oh,
shattered.
My God.
Shattered dreams. That's nice, Clay. Clay's not coming next year.
All right. Flaming Frank said, you owe the fireworks factory a lot of money. So we're going to take you in the back room, remove your blank, and keep it in a jar until you pay up. Got it, guys?
Want me
to read it again? Flaming Frank said, you owe the fireworks factory a lot of money, so we're going to take you into the back room, remove your blank, and keep it in a jar until you pay up. This will be mine. All right. Do you like this better or last time we did Jeopardy? This is more fun, isn't it?
More fun, this one. We have to use one word, though.
No, you can use two words.
Okay, but like it's going to be one thing, though.
That's fine. As you can tell, we're not really committed to this concept
now,
here.
Ron, I want you to know we're pulling orders in the back, and I said, Clay, get me one case of All Shells Possible. And he's like, wait, you want All Shells Possible, but you want one case? I'm like, yes. And then the next item on the pull sheet, I'm not making this up, I says, get me two cases of the one. He's like, wait. You want the one, but two cases.
Wow.
Yeah.
Clay.
Yeah. That poll took like 20, 30 minutes.
Flaming Frank said, you owe the fireworks factory a lot of money, so we're going to take you in the back room and remove your blank and keep it in a jar until you pay up. I'm going to say your thumbs.
I would have said thumb.
Yeah, all right. Wow. So, Jeffrey, you're first.
I said nipple.
Okay, that's wrong. Clay?
I said left testicle.
That's certainly acceptable.
I said testicle.
testicle was the way to go. I got zero.
Why?
John, I don't know, man.
Can I get one more question?
Yes, absolutely. We got a lot here.
Do you
keep
know
going.
That like you can sell one of your testicles for like $35,000?
Yeah, John's really? Going to do that.
I'm going to do that tomorrow morning, first thing.
Get some money back.
Maybe.
All right.
Can I still produce with one?
No.
You might.
No. Well, you don't want kids, no. You say.
What is it? No, but I'm selling the other stuff right now, so I would like to continue.
Oh, my gosh.
Just put a marble in
when
there.
When you can't produce anymore, that's when you do
I'm
it.
I'm selling other stuff.
Well, I was talking about like a kidney. I was going to get rid of that tomorrow.
All right, here we go.
On the black market or what?
All right, you guys, we haven't done this response and answer, so let's do a good response one. Yeah. Kinky Kyle is so kinky.
How kinky is he?
There you go. Kinky Kyle is so kinky. Oh, you know what? I meant to be let's strike that. Kinky Kathy is so kinky.
How kinky is she?
How kinky is she?
She is so kinky that earlier today when she walked through the warehouse, she blanked the forklift. All right. Kinky Kathy is so kinky. Earlier today, she walked through the warehouse and blanked a forklift.
Oh, it's easy.
It's not really easy because it could be one of many things.
I know.
That's the fun of this game.
It's so easier. Dirty.
And on the TV show, they had six panelists, so
yeah.
Your chances of matching six were better than matching three. And they actually had some intelligent people in their panel. We're dealing with one step above Labrador.
Yeah. Hey, now.
Oh, well, we'll do this last. Or you got to go?
Okay, go ahead. You're the last one. I say, is it my question?
Yeah, Kinky Kathy is so kinky. Earlier today, she walked through the warehouse and she blanked the forklift.
Kissed the forklift.
There you go.
Oh, I was going to say that. Oh,
why would it be kissed a forklift?
Why not? Said,
why not?
All right.
All right, let's go. Isaac.
I said drove.
Drove a forklift. That's
She's
not
horny?
Kinky.
That's she not says, kinky.
You said not to think dirty.
Well, kiss isn't dirty.
Jeffrey.
I said raped it.
Nice.
Nice. That's and what I should have said.
I'm just like, I put like a really good answer that I thought we would both get. I said she cleaned the forklift.
There you go. Well, John, this has been fun.
Yes.
Episode 34 is in the books. Thanks, guys, everybody, for helping out.
Have a good one. I'm signing off. I got to go help some more customers.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Indeed.
Bye.
I was like, she raped it. I was going to say kiss. Like, oh, my God.
Why would she kiss a forklift?
Yeah.